Hello again, Michael Conner, Sex and Podcasting. Nice rainy day in the summer. It seems like it's been raining all spring. So today's a podcasting day instead of a work on the farm day. It was a great week this week. Richard and I played at the all-night cross-generational jam session at the senior graduating party, and so I'm putting the studio back together because I kind of raided it for a bunch of stuff for the big jam session. It looks like it's working okay. And today I thought I'd talk more about sort of show format. Nathan sent me a really neat article, which I'll put in the show notes, in which the guy is sort of describing what the next generation media is all about. And he's got a bunch of really good ideas. There's no way I can summarize it here. But one that really caught my eye is that the new media, Media 2 is what he calls it, is going to be comprised more and more of little snippets that then other people will take and remix and re-jumble into new things. And so instead of the old way where there's one long continuous stream, it's, you know, the old broadcast model, this guy's premise is that there will be all kinds of little bits that then we will actively remix ourselves into things that suit us perfectly. And to that end, I took a couple of the podcasts off of the site because I realized that they didn't really fit the format that I've been doing. And don't make it as easy to snip. So I took a couple of speeches that I'd recorded and I put them somewhere else so that if someone listens to this string of podcasts in the future, they'll get, you know, a more consistent experience. And I did it mostly because of what this guy was talking about in the article, and sort of this notion that media is little, is turning into little chunks instead of great big long things. So that's one for the podcast debates. And one, the way that podcasts got started was sort of these long, rambling, spoken, almost biographical or autobiographical pieces by folks like Dave Weiner and, you know, Curry and all those guys. But I think that this notion of little targeted pieces is a really good idea. And so my show sort of fits in that anyway. I hadn't read his piece when I thought of this short format, but I think it works pretty well. And one of the things that I did this week was I subscribed, again, mostly at Nathan's urging, to Yahoo Music's, the Yahoo Unlimited service, which is a subscription service, sort of like Rhapsody, except that it's really cheap. It's only $6 a month. And it's got some really neat collaborative things going on, plus the possibility of some really neat sort of hacking kinds of things. One of the notions that Nate and I have been talking about, and I hope I'm not spilling the beans, is that radio is spoken stuff and then usually licensed music. Well, what if instead of including the song in these MP3 files, what if we included pointers to songs on something like Yahoo? And admittedly, you'd have to subscribe to Yahoo, but then the licensing would no longer be an issue because there wouldn't be a physical copy of the song being downloaded with this podcast. It would simply be a pointer or a connector or a link or something to that same song out on some service like Rhapsody or Yahoo or whatever. I think that's what's going to happen. I think it'll take a while. It'll take us a while to sort of figure out all the plumbing, but I would bet a year or two from now, the whole how do we do licensing for podcast stuff, that whole issue is just fixed, because I think we'll wind up not actually including the songs in the podcast at all. We'll instead include pointers to the songs that reside somewhere else, and the licensing will happen because of your subscription to that service. So anyway, that was kind of the week in community podcast land. It's more about format this week than community stuff. But anyway, there you go. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.